Peace, family. Welcome to the Black Abyss. As we dive deep into the understanding of ourselves, as we dive deep into our subconscious mind, in order to return ourselves back to the etheric light, in order to return ourselves back to the pure love that we are. In this episode, we will talk about you cannot escape the karma. The karma is not for them, it is for you. See, one thing that we have to understand is that we are unconditioned consciousness, non-restricted, in ever-flowing energy of love, in ever-flowing light. Our light represents that love. So therefore, we are unconditional love. And we are constantly searching for this unconditional love. But there is something that we have to understand. That the unconditional love is for ourselves, not other people. Remember, everything is for ourselves and not the other people. You know, what we have to understand is that there's only two ways that you can feel at this very moment. No matter what you want to attach to it, there's only two ways you can feel. You're either happy or you're sad. There's no other way around it. You're either happy at this very moment or you're sad. And what we do not understand about other people is that other people are in a level of low vibration, meaning they're at the other spectrum of this light vibration. So some people are consuming our light, and people love our light, and this is why they come to us. There is a beacon that goes off when we have the light, and people can see the light, and they're attracted to the light, and they are coming for the light. But if we do not understand that these other people are black holes and that they consume our light, then we're waiting for them to meet us where we are, which is very dangerous. See, one of the things about us is being these high empathetic people, high empathetic beings. And we want people to feel what we feel. And that's part of the empathy. The empathy allows us to put ourselves in another person's heart space. Because when we reach this level of empathy, we understand that love is not something that we're doing, it's what we are. So we want the other person to become the reflection of us. We want to emit on them. But however, when these people come into our lives and they steal our light, right? And they steal our joy, they steal our happiness. What we have to understand is that the longing and resentment that we grow is not for them, it is for us. Unconditional love is for us. The conditions is for them. They are not yet where we are, so we have to build boundaries. And as we fail to build these boundaries, they will extract more of our light from us. And when enough light is extracted, your candle, right, will be blown out. So now, in this state of understanding karma, all our feelings, all our thoughts, everything that is emitting from us, right? It is just not flowing freely. It has to be stored somewhere. And this is where we start to understand about our celestial bodies and the planets and how our connection to them are so important. Because these supercomputers or this hard drive are making sure that we get pushed into our soul intention. So all our feelings, all our emotions, they're being stored. Not only are they being stored, but they're being emitted, right? And downloaded back to us constantly. So whatever feelings we put out, whatever energy travels across lines of force, will eventually come back to us until we are ready to face them. We must face all our feelings and our emotions and all our thoughts as well. There is no escaping it, you know. And this is why we have to understand that we are not the victim, we are responsible. Everybody in our lives is a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. So people say, well, I have a big heart. Yeah, but you're codependent. People say, I give, yes, with no boundaries, you know. And when we continue to live and be hurt as we give out more love, more energy, we carry that pain for most of our lives. And now we get to face these pains, whether it be in this lifetime or another, until we decide to accept that these things have happened to us. There is no escaping the karma at all. And this is why money cannot make you happy. Because there is no way to sell your pain. There is no way for someone to purchase your pain. There is no way, right, for the mind to unknow what it knows. And that is one of the laws of the subconscious, right? It cannot turn off what it sees and hears. That means it cannot unknow what it knows. That means because it cannot unknow what it knows, you are now forced to face all disparities, all fears, all anxieties. And yet, all you need to do is destroy that version of yourself in order to access a greater version of yourself. Because what are we initially doing? We are going through painful life lessons in order to ascend back to the etheric light, in order to ascend back to the unconditional love. However, we are looking for this love outside of ourselves. Right? We are looking for the happiness outside of ourselves. We're looking for the power outside of ourselves. Everything is already here within, and we must seek it out because it is seeking us out. This is when we start to understand what the currency comes from, the real currency. Because this is when we're able to return value back to ourselves. Discovering the currency is discovering that I am the worth, that I am the producer, I am the generator, that all of this is really coming from me. You know, that's when people add value to themselves. But when we're constantly holding on to the victim mentality, then you are never responsible. Once you make yourself responsible, right, in a situation where someone has stolen your love, in a situation where someone is abusing you, in a situation where all things have happened to you, making yourself responsible is basically saying that these things have happened. They have happened to me. Right? I accept that they have happened to me, and now I am ready to create boundaries so they don't continue to happen to me. Because seeking closure from other people will never happen. We must seek it from ourselves. And what happens is when we confirm to our own minds and our own bodies that these things have happened to us, an antivirus goes off. So now we have the ability to heal ourselves. That is very important. Right? Because we become aware, our emotional bodies become aware there is a problem and something needs to be repaired. We must understand that. That's why most people who are angry, who are vengeful. These are people experiencing pain, right? They have been disconnected from their light. Either someone has stolen their light, most likely someone has taken and stolen their light and extracted all the love out of them. And now they are just experiencing a pure density, right? Of low vibration. And they, not I, not you, have to fight to return that energy back to themselves. And this is why we repeat the same boyfriends over and over. Because we are attracting not what we want, we are attracting what we are. And if I am disconnected from light, disconnected from love, disconnected from unconditional love for myself, then I am only bringing in and accepting to be in relationships with people who reflect my light or reflect my loss of that light. So very important we observe ourselves, because everything about ourselves is constantly teaching us about ourselves. I am hurt, not that I am a strong woman. Not that I will get over this. I am hurt. I am jealous. I am longing. I am in pain. Then the body recognizes. Let's repair this soul and return it back to the etheric light family. Observe the self as we continue in our journey to dive deep into our wounded emotional bodies. We are unconditional consciousness, so we are unconditional love, trying to return back to the etheric light. Peace, family. We will be back again to continue to explore ourselves.